Chapter 9. Chapter 9. Descent. Descent!
I don't get it, Cap, Vesic said. Where'd they go?
Sartoris's party had just crossed the gleaming steel prairie of the main hangar and arrived back at the docking shaft, but Armitage and his team were nowhere to be seen. Behind him, the captain heard Austin coughing again. The snotty, bronchial hacking noise was really starting to get on his nerves, and decided enough was enough. He cocked one thumb at the shaft.
Must have gone back down without us, Sartoris said. Let's go.
Vesic and Austin climbed back inside, onto the waiting lift, and Sartoris went in after them, followed by Greeley and Blandings with a box of scavenged components. The shaft sealed behind them, and the platform began its slow descent. Austin kept coughing. Sartoris tried to ignore him. He was going to have to report back to the warden about the Star Destroyer, and wasn't looking forward to it. No doubt Cloth would have all kinds of irrelevant questions about the ship and what they saw up there. Every minute of it, an endurance test for Sartoris's patience. Asking unnecessary questions was one of the warden's nervous tics when he felt pressed to make a decision, and...
Oh no,
Greeley said. Sartoris glanced up.
What's wrong?
The engineer started to say something, then dropped the box of parts, clutched his stomach, and bent over with a hoarse croak. Sartoris realized the man was throwing up, shoulders clenching in great involuntary spasms. Blandings and the other guards all backed away from him, muttering with surprise and disgust. But there wasn't much room in the shaft, and within seconds the smell had filled it entirely.
I'm sorry, Greeley said, wiping his mouth. Lousy mess hall food. You can't...
Just stay there.
Sartoris held up his hands.
You can get cleaned up when we get back to the barge.
I feel fine. I just...
The engineer swallowed and took in a deep breath. His eyes and nose were streaming tears, and Sartoris could hear a faint chest rattle as he sucked in a shallow breath. Over his shoulder, he heard Austin starting to cough again.
Captain?
Blanding's voice was small as he glanced back up in the direction they'd come.
You don't think there was something up there?
Contamination diagnostics checked out negative.
Sartoris shot back too quickly, he realized.
That's what you said, isn't it, Greeley?
Greeley gave a weak nod, tried to answer, and thought better of it. His skin had taken on a decidedly green shade, and it shone with a thin, oily layer of sweat. A moment later, he sank down to his knees next to the box of electronics and lowered his head until it was almost touching the floor. By the time they arrived back on the barge, Vesic and Blandings had started coughing as well.